Hey, man, welcome to KKLA.
I feel good. I knew that I would. I feel good. Right on 99.5 KKLA. The intersection of faith and reason. Heart worship factory. Worship factory. So good, so good. They got me. There you go.
99.5 KKLA. You're right here at the intersection of faith and reason with Brian Duncan live in studio.
Wow.
Yeah, we're just fiddling around.
So if you're a singer-songwriter out there that ever wanted to be or hoped to be or wished to be, right there is this guy in studio. Could not be a better pick for you, for sure.
Well, you know, my dad used to fiddle with his whiskers. So, you know, I thought, do you come, I'm going to learn how to do that.
Do you come from a musical family?
Yeah, my mom and dad both sang. You know, they sound like Roy Rogers and Dale Evan back in the day.
Nice.
Most of you don't know who Roy Rogers is at this point, but yeah. I grew up. I had a lunch pail with his face on it. That's awesome. That was big time back then. But they, you know,
Monique still got that lunch pail.
I did.
They had that country swing sound. You know, my folks did.
Happy trails to you.
Yeah.
Love it. So. Good stuff.
So get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking. And this is what we do. This is what God has called us to do, is to sit down. And maybe it's not the normal preaching service. If you're looking for some preaching, then maybe you can wait a minute and Rod to get into that.
But it's life stories, you know? We're sharing life and learning from each other.
It's about creativity and what God has given us as creative. So
and today we're gleaning from the one and only Brian Duncan. It's what you got to tell us. What are we going to learn from you today, man? Oh, one of wisdom.
Well, there's a lot of chaff before the gleaning actually takes place. That's what I think.
Yeah, preach.
Yeah, for a long time sometimes.
Okay, we have somebody who has been around a bit, much like myself, and seen a few things. And I'd really like to hear from you, the music industry today, what's going on, and what can you say to encourage people? What's good about what's going on in Christian music today? What could change? Just where's your heart on that?
Well, okay, good news and bad news, you know. Bad news, it's harder than ever to get somebody's attention for longer than 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah,
getting
true.
Anybody to stop for a second. Things are coming at us at 100 miles an hour every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any time, day or night, it's hard to keep people's attention.
Yeah.
That's the bad news. The good news is we have more ways to get people's attention than we ever did.
Yeah.
And the other good news is that there's never been a better chance with the technology that we have to put your heart out there in creative ways. And I mean, recording technologies and the technology to reach your audience through Twitter and Facebook and, you know, a host of other internet formats gives us all an opportunity to share something. And of course, that said, you've got to find the things that resonate with the largest numbers of people. And I've never found anything better to resonate with people than a need for Christ. And I'm working on several books now because they're easy to publish. One of them is called I Follow Jesus Because There Are Too Many Elvis Impersonators. You know,
nice.
And it's just, you know, it's short fire, rapid fire reasons why I follow Christ. And they're smart, like most of them, is I follow Jesus because I can't fix you and I wish somebody would. But I'm finding more reasons than ever, even on a serious note, even if I put it tongue in cheek, that Christ is not only the reason for the season, for Christmas, Christ is the reason for life generally.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We've only got a certain amount of time here, and I mean, it's just, it comes home to me every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pushing 58, and my dad passed away last year, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. just God whispering in your ear going, prepare yourself because this isn't all there is.
Mm. Yeah.
This is a short running, it's a runway ramp, and we're taking off.
Mm. Yeah.
And So you have to make a choice on a daily basis to believe that everything that you do in life matters. Everything. Even when you're sitting right. there doing nothing, it's preparation.
Right. You know, I'm going to be completely honest with you. The last 2 years of my life have been the worst in my life. And that was actually a blessing to know that our time here on earth is little compared to eternity. But that actually got me motivated and kind of got my head in gear to, okay, if we are here for just a little bit. And I now have that eternal perspective of, okay, we are here for just a little bit. What am I going to do in this little bit of time we have on earth to contribute to eternity? And that really, God used that in my life to kind of shake me up and go, okay, it's all about me. I'm the answer. It's not about me. Have you hit those rock bottom moments where you're like, okay, it's all about you, God?
Oh, you know, I'm in the same place. I mean, we've all gone through the economic changes in this country. And somebody told me one time, well, first of all, Oswald Chambers said that hardship removes a great deal of shallowness. Hmm. And I would imagine you can't you can't make yourself be humble.
Yeah.
You can't make yourself embrace all that there is to God. In the Bible, it talks about Jacob getting whooped by an angel, you know, at the end, after his hip has been thrown out of joint, he's clinging to God saying, you know, I won't let you go until you bless me. Mm. And I think at some point, pain is God's way of moving us along. Mm. And, there's a scripture in the book of Psalms 119:71 that says, the sufferings you sent were good for me. Mm-hmm. They caused me to consider your principles.
Preach.
I wouldn't have an affection for Christ that I do now had I not been through the fire. Mm. And I mean, there's just no way around it. Yeah. We're all going to burn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're either going to burn here and burn the dross off, or you'll burn later and you'll never get out of it. Mm-hmm. So let's burn the impurities out of our lives and go to be with God and actually find a reason for wanting eternal life.
Yeah.
You know, if it was like this all the time, I'm not sure I'd be looking forward to an eternal life. But eternal life without pain and with new insights and with new energy.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity is the heart of God, I believe.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
And that's a reason to want eternal life, mm-hmm. is to be able to create forever.
Ooh, he's speaking our language.
Wow. You're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique and in studio live with singer, songwriter,
philosopher,
author, humorist,
Brian Duncan in studio.
I always like to know how we can pray for you. How can our listeners and we at Worship Factory be keeping you in our prayers?
Well, you know, I've had a fire lit under me since I sat at my dad's bedside and watched him leave.
Mm-hmm.
I just really get it. I get that our time is short, and I want to put an exclamation point on my life, however that means. Right now I'm working at writing new songs. I'm working on a 5-second devotional and several other books that are coming out. But, you know, it's... At some point, there's that song, that old song that says, "Till my trophies at last I lay down."
Mm-hmm.
And I really, if I was asking for prayer, I would be asking, you know, show me what God wants to do next. And that's a daily commitment. You know, every morning you get up and, how do you want me to do this?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to go? What kind of risks do you want me to take? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you know, the best thing that I've found in my life is a passion for creating and making a difference and discovering new things. It's like, it doesn't get better than that. Mm-hmm. No matter how old you get, learning new things is what keeps this life vital.
Man, can I just tag on that? Because I just feel like there may be a listener out there. Some of our listeners are young. They're industry people. But some of us have been around a while.
Mm.
And I know it took me till almost 55 years old before I met Kempton and this whole mission started to realize what God really had called me and made me to be. So there may be somebody out there that's listening and is just like, well, that's cool, but I'm not young anymore. It's like, God's not done with you yet,
right?
Man. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think Colonel Sanders didn't actually come into a fortune until he was an old man. I hold him up as the primary example. Nice. You know, just because you're an old man doesn't mean you can't make chicken.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
I'm gonna write that down.
In fact, I'm going there later today.
Sounds good to me.
Just in honor of Colonel Sanders.
That's right. Thank you very much.
So if you feel the desire and passion to be able to help Brian Duncan with his new CD, get on Kickstarter. Check it out. Obviously, you can get involved. I mean, it's an awesome program. And you can go to brianduncan.com. Check out his stuff there as well. I mean, it's just amazing. And what a great opportunity. You've never had an opportunity like this to get involved with an artist that has been breaking ground for a long time and doing it. So we really at Worship Factory want you to get involved in this project.
Yeah, we just want to say thank you. I mean, I feel like you have such a big part of my life. So thank you for all your ministry you've had.
I love talking on the mic. Talking, whatever you want.
We got to have you come back.
Yeah, bring me in on it. We'll play some music in the background, you know, and talk over it.
We'd love to let you lead out with something from this segment, if you don't mind. Something that
I'm sure I don't have anything else, but you know. I got a friend who thinks he's right on time. He's got the answers for everyone else on the shelf. Really angry, but he says he's fine. He sees his finger point, but not the three back at himself. How deep does your love run, baby? Before your love runs out, how long you gonna talk about others' well before you're all talked out? You better get used to yourself now. Some things you can't control, like this keyboard right here. Maybe ask for what you need a little more help for. Oh, don't help the devil. Devil's doing fine on his own. Da da da. You can sing that. Da da da. Da da da. The devil don't need any help. Da da da. Da da da. Da da da. It's starting to sound like a commercial, doesn't it? Woo! Da da da. Da da da. Da da da. Oh, the devil's doing fine. On his own,
Brian Duncan right here, Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with Exposed. Ooh.